Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you. God bless you. We welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention 9. Wonderful to be here. Wonderful to know that you're there to help us celebrate the Lord. Celebrate Him. Oh, thank you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for hearing my prayer. I pray that you just help us today on this prayer line. I ask you to take over it. We welcome you on this line. Please forgive us for all of our sins, every sin of omission, the things that we should have done that we haven't got a chance to do yet. Forgive us. The sins of commission, the things that we've done that we shouldn't have done. Help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us, we pray. Thank you for this day, Lord. And I declare this a new day in my life. Thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for the anointing that rests upon this line. And God, I just love you and appreciate you. Thank you for everything. Oh God, you're so ultra awesome, so wondrous and so amazing. Thank you for the visions that you've given to us and for taking the cataracts off of our eyes, the spiritual cataracts, that we may see clearly the things that are happening. We bless your holy name and we praise you and thank you for all things. Now, God, bless every person on the line. They got up, Lord, to give you glory. They got up to give you praise. They got up to give you adoration. What a wondrous time this shall be this morning. Thank you for the revival that's coming on next week. Amen. Thank you for it. Oh, God, the praise revival, the thank you revival. Amen. Where we can thank you 1,000 times. My God. Thank you for the billion praises going out every night unto you over the blog. And for what you're doing on First Fruits every day. God, you use this First Fruits to lead the way to so many things. And I want to thank you. I want to even thank you today for something I never thank you for. And that is for leading us, Lady Betty and myself, our family, to leave our beloved Texas and come here to Kansas. God, if I had not come here, you never would have been able to get my attention in Texas, for I was too busy. But since I've been here, you started the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. You told me on that flight that it's good to thank you 1,000 times, which has led to people all across the country thanking you 1,000 times. And now to 1 billion praises through our convention. And now 1 billion praises a night. And now a vision to give you 1 trillion praises. Oh, God, all these things are fresh and new, and you started the new awakening. Wake the people up, God. Wake them up, the new awakening. Help them to see that they're a part of something huge that you're doing throughout the world. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you, and we praise you, and thank you for what you're doing right now. I'm not going to wait till any fire trials are over or battles are over. I'm going to thank you in advance. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Thank you. Thank you for letting me see many of these things in visions, and I appreciate them. So I appreciate you for letting me see them. Thank you so much. Now, God, help us, help us, help us, help us, Lord. As we go through trials and tribulations, help us. Help us and bless us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we love you, we thank you, we appreciate you. Bless everybody on this line, and we give you glory for it. We give you praise and adoration for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you properly and for the glory of God. And God, encourage our heart. We pray in Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you for all things. Thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless all of you, every person on this prayer line. Hope y'all can hear me real good. This is a great day. Thank God this is Friday. Most of y'all on your job say, thank God it's Friday. Well, thank God it's Friday on here. I want to ask you, if you can, fast with me to 3 o'clock today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the three. Amen. We're preparing for our revival on next week. We'll have some great speakers for you each day. Reviving our souls in the name of Jesus. Don't ever get so that you don't think you ever need to be revived. If you got that, if you get there, that means you do need to be revived. God bless you. Amen. May I say, all of you, help us to say good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. That should have been everybody. I don't understand, folk, that God gave you everything you got. That's a vicious person. He gave you everything you got, and you turn around and you won't even speak to him. Why? What'd he do to you? Except bless you. Except been there for you.
Amen.
Turn your face to heaven and say, good morning, Lord. He is real. Don't treat him like he is not. Good morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
God, that's it. Let's give him some praise. The line is open now for praise unto God. Praise check. God, thank you for your call.
Thank you, Lord.
What about you in 816? What about you in 616? What about you in
801?
Thank you, Lord. 916.
Always.
About you in 847.
Dr. Johnson, God bless you. God bless all the saints, giving honor to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I want to honor God this morning for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson. God bless all of the saints. I am Pastor Kevin Strotter from the GMAP Broadcast Network. We are the number one faith-based, motivational, and inspirational broadcast network over the Internet, providing God's people with great gospel music all day, every day, as well as great prayer lines and great speaking, preaching, and teaching ministries. We're located at GMAP 1, GMAP.com. That's GMAP, the number one, .com. Stop by, be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. We'll turn it over to you at this time, Ambassador Hagen. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Thank you so much. We do honor and respect today, amen, our international ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, amen, First Lady, Sister Betty, amen, Mother Johnson, Mother to the Nations, amen, to all of our ambassadors, the ambassadors-elect as well. And we thank God for all, everybody that's here, the executive staff, our officers, our workers, everybody that's listening from all around the world. God bless each and every one of you. And I am Ambassador Hagen, and we are broadcasting live from the live studio of the Blog Talk Radio. And we can be reached just simply by dialing into the studio, 347-924-0207, and we'll be heard literally all over the world. We do thank God for all of our broadcasters, and as you know, we are a network of broadcasters. Thank you, Lord. We can be reached on the web as well, simply by npa.com, and we thank God for all of those that are assisting us in this great work. God, again, we've been heard all over the world. We have over more than 90 million listeners through and by networks and other providers that have team come aboard, and we thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, for the excellent work that you're doing and how you are getting this message across, and we appreciate you and continue to let the Lord use you, amen, to be a blessing. Many that don't have churches, this is their church according to their testimony, and you're really making an impact. May God ever bless you. Again, we're live on the web. We can also be accessed through Facebook, Twitter, all of the social networks. We can be accessed through and by that. And you can hear us again even after the broadcast is over. Just simply go to iTunes. We're also on the podcast. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you, and Master Hagen, and also Pastor Kevin Strada. God bless you. Somebody has their child in the background. We hear that. All right. God bless you. Well, thank both of you for making this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line available to the world. Started with you, Pastor Strada, leading the way. I'm a funny type of guy. And that is, I don't forget the bridges that help bring me over. Man, I'm like that. I appreciate you started it, and thank God now Ambassador Hagen has also joined in and picked it up. Your phone is ringing, somebody. And put your phone on. All right, put your line on mute if you would, please. Thank you so much. She said to me just, I believe on yesterday, that we heard her saying that there are over 600 million who are on the blog line on the in Asia, yeah. And she said to me, I'm going to see about hooking them up, amen, to the First Fruits also, as well as the 90 million amen. On the blog line and sister blog lines, amen. I'm going to just thank you. We're willing to minister to anybody. It's a wonderful way to get the gospel all over the world. God said it's going to be preached everywhere. And I think this GMAP and the blog line are wonderful ways for us to go places that we would never really be able to go, to all those places in person. But we can go via GMAP and via the blog line. God bless you. We do thank God for you. I want to just ask you all to do me a favor. I was thinking the other day on the ambassadorships, Ephesians 6:20, Obadiah 1:1, Jeremiah 49:14, and Proverbs 15:1. All of them talk about ambassadors. Paul, the most prolific writer of the gospel, wrote more than anybody, including Luke. Paul says, I am an ambassador, called himself an ambassador. And this is very, very important. This is the mother line. And it's very, very important that we get it right from the mother line, because it takes us all over the world. Amen. When God moves on my heart and God gives people promotions, please be careful that you would honor them in their promoted state. I'm not concerned about titles and all that kind of stuff. But I do understand as a leader that we have to lead out from the mother line, because if we don't lead out from the mother line, it will never catch on the right, correct way all over the world. One of the things I love about being coming from the Church of God in Christ, being a part of the Church of God in Christ, is that they're very careful with things that God has done, promotions. You don't call a bishop a superintendent, because he's not. He's a bishop. And you shouldn't call an ambassador a doctor unless you say ambassador, doctor. Amen. Because it's not appropriate. And if we don't send it out the right way from this line, all across the world they'll be saying doctor rather than ambassador. So we have to get that straight. If I be your leader and I am your leader on this line, I have to do tough things like this. Some people don't like it, and ain't nobody mad but the devil. But I know I'm right. You got to get it straight from the mother line so it goes out all over the world. If this is the international, we must send it out correctly to the local churches everywhere and local persons everywhere. God bless you. I love all of you, and I thank God for all of our ambassadors who are on the line. There'll be a day when you shall see that there are thousands of ambassadors all over the world. I'm getting it straight here from the mother line because I see this. You don't see it, but I see it. I'm a visionary, and I see these things in the future that God has shown me, and they shall come to pass. You shall see stadiums packed with people giving God praise as never before in the history of the world. I say it boldly because God showed it to me. Amen. My mother didn't show it to me. My father's dead and gone. God showed it to me. And I used to have Pastor Dr. S.E. Mitchell. When he would prophesy things, he said, and I'll die before I take it back. Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say I'll live before I take it back. Amen. Because God said it, and I'm going to stand on it. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. I do want to hear any praise reports today. Remind you, get ready for the revival on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, Thursday and Friday, five-day revival. Been praying about how we ought to do it. I don't know if the Lord wants me to do the whole revival or we'll probably have guest speakers every day. Amen. And thank you. But fast with the beginning of the day to 3 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to 3. Just Sunday, just fast until your service is out. That's fine. All right. And let's get ready for the revival. The Lord bless you and keep you. We love you, and if you have a praise report, I'll take five praise reports. If you don't have nothing to say, we'll move on to prayer requests. Amen. But I know he's been good. If you've been paying any attention to what he's done for you, he's blessed you, made a way for you. All right, the line is open to anybody who wants to give a praise report. Don't hold your tongue. The line is open to you. Who's the first one who has a praise report?
God bless you, Ambassador Johnson. Good morning to everyone on the line this morning, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the people of God. I just love you. I love you so much. I want to join you every morning for prayer this time of day. It makes my soul happy, and that's what causes my soul to be able to tune into heaven and say yes to your will, Lord Jesus. I am this Ambassador Pfeiffer. Just thanking God and praising his holy name for all his blessings. We were gone from July 16th until maybe a day ago, and the Lord just really, really blessed and kept things. And while we were gone, my husband had made a garden. And normally he made the garden, and he was giving away different plants and things so that other people could have some of the fruit from the garden. And while we were gone, the people took care of the garden. He didn't ask anybody to do anything. They took care of the garden. They picked the fruit. They picked the vegetables. Hallelujah. And when we got home, they brought all of it to us. They told us how they were watching out for us and watching around the area. And I'm just praising God because They didn't have to do it, but it's the love of God, praise his holy name, that we have shared blessings and prayers with. And these people were really, really looking out. And when we got back, all the fruit and vegetables and things were here. And now we have so much of it, we have to try and find somebody else to give it to. But I am just blessing his holy name and praising God that he kept took us there over the highways and brought us back. And thanking God for the youth prayer line on last night. I can't pass that up because the Lord bless and encourage the hearts of the elderly as well as the youth. Everyone was blessed on the prayer line, and we're giving God the glory this morning for all the things that he has done, for keeping us in the center of his will. And I'm so glad to know that this morning, the first fruit prayer line is the apple of his eye. God bless you, and pray for me.
God bless you, and Master Pfeiffer. God bless you. Anybody else have a praise report? I'll take four more. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. Amen. I can't waste. I can't have dead time. Too much precious time here. Anybody, I'm going to ask you one more time. Anybody have a praise report? If so, give it right now. The line is open to you. All right. Let's go to our prayer request. Anybody have a prayer request today? All right. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Sister Gina, and I want to place Mother Gladys Peterson on the prayer list today.
All right, Mother Peterson. Okay. Anybody else?
Dr. Johnson, good morning. This is Ambassador Stern. God bless you on this morning, man of God, and First Fruit Prayer Line. I would like for you to place me and my church family on the prayer line. Thank you so very much.
All right, Pastor Stern, God bless you. Anybody else?
God bless you this morning, Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Atlee Johnson, Ambassador Fison Stern, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodgen. God bless all of you this morning. This is Sister Lily Mays, 334. I praise God for being alive this morning. I thank God for my family alive and well, and I thank God for this prayer and praise line. I just ask that you pray for the entire world, and I ask that you pray for my financial blessing. God bless all of you and love you.
God bless you. Sister Mays, wonderful. God bless you. All right, anybody else?
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I truly thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. Time does fly, and you and your lovely wife and everyone that stood in the gap and pray for my family. Lord, please continue doing what the Lord asks you, man of God, and your lovely mother. I love her dearly when she comes on. Dr. Pfeiffer, Pastor Williams, and also Pastor Kevin Strouder. I thank God for wonderful people as mighty warrior, prayer warriors. So please continue doing everything that the Lord commands you to do, man of God, and keep me and my two family in prayers. I'm moving, so I thank God everything you prophesied to me, sir. Majority of them came to pass. So God bless you and your family. Thank you.
Great. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else with a prayer request? The line is open to you.
Ambassador Johnson, this is Sister Gina. I just want to be obedient, and I think when I came on the line and made my prayer request, I addressed you as Dr. Johnson, but I want to make that correction to Ambassador Johnson.
Thank you very much. I don't want people to think it's about titles. Most people don't understand visionaries. You're looking at right now. I'm looking at 20 years from now. I'm looking at 5 years from now. We've got to establish something from this line here. And if we don't establish it here, it's not going to get out. The vision is not going to get out. And I know it takes time for people to change because people don't respond to change. But I see the vision, and it's very difficult sometimes for people who are in the pew to see the vision of the visionary. And I appreciate that so much, Sister Gina. Amen. Ambassador elect. Amen. But if this is going to take hold, it's going to come from this line. And we're establishing trends. And it's hard to change things sometimes. But if y'all will follow me, you may not see my vision now. You may not see it right now. You may say, well, I'm going to get off the line because Dr. Johnson's all about titles. No, 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 I'm not. You don't see the vision. If you'll just hold tight and just go with me. Sometimes I say some things that are very, very hard sometimes. But I see a vision in the future. See something. And I see that this will lead. What are ambassadors? They're people who are not sent to just churches, basically. They're sent to nations, taking prayer to the nation. Just hold tight. I see what God is doing. God has me doing things here that you don't understand. But I'm getting prayer all over the world. If you'll just help me, just listen. And as I throw things at you, just take them. And know that it is of God. It is of God. I got to have, God told me to establish ambassadors. There are people who take prayer to the nation, to the world. And if y'all want to help me, we can do it quicker. One can put 1,000 to fly 2, 10,000. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Gina. God bless you.
Ambassador Johnson, do you mind if I make a statement according to that as well? I feel this in the spirit.
Right.
I thank and praise God this morning. I just feel this in the spirit. This is Ambassador Stern. I remembered when I was at the praise and prayer and praise convention there in Kansas in June, and when you had praised the Lord, had made Ambassador Pfeiffer and I ambassadors, and it sort of troubled me in my spirit to, not that you made us ambassadors, but I can remember I asked you that evening when we were alone, and I think you will remember this, and saying, I have a problem with them calling us ambassadors, and you're not called ambassador because we would never be elevated higher than our leader. And I say, where are you in this? And I said at that time, Dr. Johnson. And you say, I am an ambassador. I am the chief ambassador. And I say, don't you think we should honor you first by saying Ambassador Johnson, because it seems like it's not right to call us above what you are? Because I am, praise the Lord, have been truly blessed in protocol. And that's my training, that's my teaching, and that's my passion. So I just wanted to say this to the First Fruit Prayer Line. No, it's not about titles, but you wouldn't belittle someone that God has blessed. When a profession become a doctor, you immediately start calling the doctor, doctor. You would not just call them by their name. Their training, it recognized God has installed them for something. So I just wanted to say that to the First Fruit Prayer Line and wanted to share that, because in the background, that feared me to have